Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I wanted to start with that comment from Tomlin because I do think it's one of the strangest things I've ever heard him say. You lose, on his side of the ball especially, in embarrassing fashion against Cincinnati. And he volunteered today how his team busted its tail and fought their asses off in the game. And said a couple of things that just make no sense to me. The way they fought in less than ideal circumstances. Can someone explain to me what the less than ideal circumstances of that game were? Less than ideal circumstances in Cincinnati are when your best player suffers a traumatic neck injury. Everyone is sick to their stomach having watched it. And you go out, and to his team's credit that night, you make up a 17-point deficit and you come back and win the game. That is powering through in less than ideal circumstances in Cincinnati. Your quarterback gets injured, hurts his shoulder, has beer bottles and beer cans thrown at him as he leaves the field. He has to come back because your other quarterback stinks so much. He makes a play, a linebacker does something dumb, a cornerback does something dumb, and your all-time great kicker makes a field goal as time expires to win a playoff game. That's winning in less than ideal circumstances in Cincinnati. Playing the game on a short week, if that's what he meant by that, I wish there was a follow-up. That is not less than ideal circumstances, Chris, first of all. The other thing is, and this is probably even worse, you want to talk about woke, the all-time participation trophy award is when he said, I want to give our defense credit for the one stop we got in the fourth quarter. What is he talking about? The one stop? Bro, when your defense needed a stop after the great Freiermuth touchdown, you couldn't even cover their best receiver. Why is he talking about this team, and especially his defense, like my neighbor Howie when he comes home from his daughter's softball tournament, and he's like, guess what? Nobody picked their nose during the game today. I was happy that nobody out there was playing with grass in the outfield and forgot how many outs there were. That's how he's talking about his team after a game like that. Is this another moment where I'm like freaking out because I'm reacting to a game where I have to get my nipples pierced? Or do you guys agree with me that that's just completely crap from him to say those things?
I think him saying less than ideal circumstances, I dead seriously believe this is having to play Joe Flacco and not having to play Jake Browning, first off. No, I don't, Pony, Do not confuse me trying to guess what he means as me defending it, because it's not. And then I think the rest of it is strictly ego. My defense got torched. My defense was hemorrhaging yards and points at all times, especially after the first quarter. I'm going to deflect and actually try to spin this around because I'm the one who has the most egg on my face and the side of the ball I am supposed to be the best at, and specifically the positional subgroup that is my ultra area of expertise, defensive backfield, look the worst. I think it's Mike Tomlin saying, whoa, we're not blaming me for this one. We're going to look for that silver lining around the dark cloud that hovered over in Cincinnati. I think it was very much an abdication of responsibility in so many words.
I want to give my defense credit for the one stop it got in the fourth quarter. Did you hear that, Donnie? That's one of the saddest, sorriest statements I've ever heard from him.
I think his own players were harder on themselves after the game than he was on them just now.
Yeah, that's a really weird one to me. And he has a defense where guys have been around now for a minute. It's not like they're all a bunch of rookies. And maybe it's a way to, like, I don't know, lessen the blow of them into the league. Those guys know they sucked.
If he said, I thought the offense played well, they got let down by our defense, I want to give that side of the ball some props. Okay.
I want to give our offense credit for fighting back late and giving us a chance to actually win the game and take a late lead. I want to give Aaron Rodgers credit for, you know, I want to give the offensive line credit for giving Aaron Rodgers time to throw, or I want to give Jalen Warren credit or Pat Freiermuth credit for keeping his head up when he wasn't a big part of the offense.
They won a game with less than ideal circumstances. One of the best quarterbacks in the league is unavailable. They played a guy who had been there for 5 seconds, and their best defensive player was out. If the Steelers didn't have T.J. Watt and Aaron Rodgers...
And they also were down 10-0
right,
early in the game at home.
If the Steelers didn't play Mason Rudolph at quarterback and didn't have Watt, and they went there and they lost a game by 2 points, and Tomlin said this, I probably still wouldn't love it, but I'd understand it more. Less than ideal circumstances. What a moment like this does for me, this is how I tweeted this, crystallizes this for me. I want to know if you guys have, at various times, I know you felt this way, Chris, and I know you have, Donnie, but it comes back to me after hearing him talk again today. It just, once again, makes me feel like 19 years with one team is way too long, man. It's way too long. And he's overall had a good career as Steelers coach. Donnie said he'll probably wear a nice jacket in Canton one day and have a bust of his smiling face. Probably all true based on what the standards are for coaches who go into the Hall of Fame. But I just heard his rhetoric. I've heard his Tomlinisms. I've heard his excuse making. I've heard his rationalizations. I've heard his justifications, the way that he says it and spins it for too long without the results. And maybe Steelers fans want to call in and say, well, we could be the Jets. We could be the Browns. We could be the Titans. We could be those teams. Fine. We have an open forum for that. You can do it. You can say I'm being too hard on the coach if you want. At 412-928-9370. But when I basically hear him give his team a participation trophy and a blue ribbon for losing a game in Cincinnati on Thursday, my blood starts boiling.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Answers to no one. That's the first thing. The owner repeatedly acts like he's privileged as an owner to have Mike as his head coach. He, I think, Mike does, generally has contempt for the kind of questions he's required to field from local media week after week.
Fair enough, but that was not an answer to a question. He volunteered that in his opening cell,
though.
And
I do think there is a level of defiance and pride in what he does, where he would probably look at all the people on the outside and say, you don't know what it's like. You've never coached. Unless you're somebody who's a former player, which maybe he'd give them a little more grace, you've never played.
Why? He gets along with Stephen A. Smith fine. What the hell has he done?
Well, Stephen A. Smith is a national media member. That's different.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
We're 4-2. That was a road game in the AFC North. Go look at the other teams in the AFC North. When they play Thursday night road games, they don't win either. That's football. These are the things, the hobby horses, that he does fall back on. And you actually crystallized. You said, I've felt this way before. This has probably been the most defining characteristic of how I feel about Tomlin's tenure, probably the last 2-3 years, I would say. I'm just so ready for anything different, even if it's bad different. Even I say this hesitantly. I don't think I want Woody Johnson and the Jets different right now.
Right.
But like, if they were a 2-4 team right now that was trying to do something new or was breaking in a new quarterback with a new coach, and it maybe wasn't going well at the start, I'm sure I'd be moaning and groaning and grousing about it. But when you've seen the same thing for basically the entire time we've been on the air at this station, at least the last decade or thereabouts,
yeah,
it just starts to get old and stale. And that's just hearing him talk like this and completely abdicate his responsibility, his side of the ball's responsibility, feels stale.
Donnie, did you think what you watched in the wild card playoff game is one of the most embarrassing defensive performances by the Steelers you've ever seen? Giving up 299 rushing yards to Baltimore, having Kirk Herbstreit go on the air and saying it doesn't even look like this team is trying.
Yeah, I mean, that one's especially bad because you get that comment from Herbie, and when you lose a game the way they did, it's like the other team just like took your will from you.
Right, that's the running game part of it. Well, in this game, the running back for Cincinnati was better than Derrick Henry. He averaged 9.8 yards per carry. The Bengals scored more points, 33 versus 28 by Baltimore. And oh, by the way, the 407 yards of offense the Bengals put on you.
470.
470. Thank you. Dyslexia. 470 yards of offense was more than Baltimore had. In every way, what Cincinnati did on Thursday was worse than what the Ravens did to you at your lowest point. And I've got to listen to a coach get up there and say, we made one stop on defense in the fourth quarter, and we fought our tails off in less than ideal circumstances? I mean, look, I'm not head coach of the Steelers. It's not my job to figure out what the messaging is for the media and for fans, but it certainly wouldn't be that. It wouldn't be, well, hey, we played a good game. You know, we played hard. And we didn't make a lot of him saying last week that he was annoyed by the media. You know why? Because they were on a winning streak. They were in first place. But you know what? I get awfully annoyed by him. I get very annoyed by the way his defense, which is getting paid more money than any defense in the league, comes up short and comes up small so often. But hey, they did have that one stop on defense in the fourth quarter, Chris, which apparently was like, I don't know, their version of... What are the most epic goal line stands in NFL history? The Ice Bowl, Cowboys, and Packers for him.
Well,
is what that
Packers
was like.
Score there?
They did, actually. My bad. Oops.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus doorbusters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from United Healthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. So get in a Tundra with the available iForce Max hybrid engine, delivering exceptional torque and towing capacity. Or check out a Tacoma. With available off-road features like crawl control, it can take you beyond the trails. Toyota trucks are built to last. So don't wait. Get yours today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.